Me with the coach, Mike Reed Maintenance. We're on the road once again, take you youngsters behind the scenes, what it's like being a major league ball player. And I got my main man here, Haseley. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my Chicago audience.
I'm Adam Haseley, Orlando, Florida. I've been with the White Sox for 2 years now.
So what's this big league experience been like for you?
It's been good. You know, it's been great to be in the city of Chicago. And, you know, going into my fifth year now, up and down in the big leagues, you know, it's always difficult and it's always a challenge. And I'm just thankful to be part of a great organization and a great team.
Fifth year, you kind of veteran around here, huh?
I wouldn't say that. You know, I've been fortunate enough to be given opportunities the last 5 years, and you know, I'm just trying to take advantage of you know, the times that they put me out there and do what I can to help the team win.
So I kind of been doing my homework on you, and I've come to find out you were first-round draft pick.
I was back in 2017. I was drafted out of the University of Virginia. Spent 3 years there, and like I said, I'm from Orlando, Florida before that. So, you know, it was a great experience at Virginia, and very blessed to be drafted where I was and given the opportunities that I've been given.
So how does one become a first-round draft pick?
You know, if you don't really plan on it. You know, you just kind of play the best you can, and you know, sometimes you go out there and you play well your junior year, and you know, people like what they see, I guess, and you know, it just happens like that.
You know, you must have been the man if you was first round draft pick.
No, I mean, I did two-way in college. I was a pitcher and a hitter. You know, I think that helped me on both sides of the ball. But, you know, I didn't really ever go in thinking about that. I just was trying to help the team, just like I'm trying to do now later on in my career. And I feel like good things happen when guys have that approach.
Wait a minute. You tell me you was a pitcher and a hitter? So, I mean, you was in beast mode out there.
I was a pitcher and a hitter.
In beast mode.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. It was a lot of toll on the body. But, you know, I used to do it back in the day.
So you went to Virginia. I mean, what was college baseball like for you?
You know, it was starting to change. You know, they changed from the old bats where guys would just hit balls a mile. They would, you know, trying to make it, you know, a little bit more fair to say. So, you know, just like it is now, it's kind of turned into more like pro ball where it's some really good pitchers, some good hitters. So just the level overall is getting better and better every year.
So I imagine that aluminum bat and that wooden bat is different day and night.
Yeah, they're trying to make them closer, but, you know, over the years, they've definitely had their advantages swinging aluminum bat.
So what was high school baseball like for you?
High school was good. Being in Orlando, Florida, you play year-round. It wasn't
snowing. Go ahead and rubbing in for the Midwest.
Yeah. It wasn't snowing. It wasn't super cold. So I had, you know, the whole year to play and develop and get better.
So, I mean, were you the man in high school?
No, I mean, I was recruited as a pitcher, actually, to Virginia, and so that's what got me there. And then over the couple years of being there, I started to hit a little bit more, and they threw me on the outfield. So kind of a weird story, you know. I went there to pitch and ended up hitting.
So what was your clock there as a pitcher?
You know, I was recruited, you know, back then, low 90s was really hard. Nowadays, low 90s is pretty much average, so.
90 out of high school?
Yeah, it was. You know,
well, that was above average.
Yeah, 90, 92. You know, these days you're seeing guys throw upper 90s to almost 100. So, yeah, I mean, that's what got attention, I guess, for me. And I was left-handed, so they took a flyer on me and went to Virginia.
So what'd you throw with that fastball?
Probably low 90s, 90 more.
But, I mean, what pitches?
You know, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, kind of everything.
All that coming from a lefty?
Yeah, that's the reason I guess I was recruited.
And you went to high school, to college, you supposed to go right to the pros.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I had a little bit of looks kind of out of high school, but I wanted to go to college and get an education, and, you know, just felt like that was the best thing for me to do.
Mm-hmm. Then you went to the minor leagues and you found out after getting this taste of the big league life that the minor leagues was an adventure.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's, you know, a lot more of a grind, the travels, a lot more bus rides and stuff like that. So, yeah, it definitely has its perks being here.
So when you think back, who were some of the guys that was your mentors along the way?
I was fortunate to have a lot of good mentors along the way here and in Philly. One guy that stuck out to me was probably Jay Bruce. Came over to the Phillies in 2019, so I was with him for a couple seasons. But, you know, just having that guy as a veteran presence and being able to help me with, you know, playing in the big leagues, that's my first year, and, you know, just helped me on all sides of the ball, defense, offense, approach, getting ready for a game, all that stuff. It's probably always somebody that I'll remember for helping me out.
And let me ask you this last question. I walked in, you got that call. Every kid's dream playing in the big leagues. You got that call. She made it to the big leagues. She walked in the locker room for the very first time. Saw your uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
It was crazy. You know, I was called up from Pawtucket in June of 2019. Mm-hmm. And they were playing a night game in San Diego. So I got the call late at night. Got on, you know, 5-6 o'clock in the morning flight, flew across the country to San Diego, you know, and you try to take it all in as best you can, but I mean, it's just everything's running 100 miles an hour, and then, you know, ended up playing in the night game that night, so it just shows how fast it can happen. You can be somewhere across the country, get a phone call, and the next day you're making your debut.
Did you cry?
I don't think I cried. I mean, I was super nervous. You know, I called everyone up, you know, my family.
Mom would cry.
Yeah, I mean, she was really excited. They flew out too. My friends flew out to San Diego. So, you know, it's something that I'll never forget.
You got a little fan club there.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, they're all from Florida, so I made them fly all the way across the country to come see me.
Coach, take you behind the scenes with the man, Adam Hensley.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.